This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 2/19/2018. I'm your host, of course, Daniel Brigman. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. Today's President's Day, and to celebrate and help us learn a little bit about it, we have our favorite historian, William Federer. He's going to be joining us in about a half hour. We'll get to him. After our time with William, we will have the end of the show, about another half hour. And I want to hear from you guys, you ladies, guys and gals, and anything that's on your mind, especially what we're going to talk about. We do have some news. I'll go over that in that point. I'm just going to talk about the biggest story. In the meantime, the biggest story over the weekend, the biggest story is what we're going to talk about. And first, allow me to give you a little bit of a context, a paradigm, because that's important, operating within a paradigm. A couple of days ago, I saw a documentary, and it is called, Is Genesis History? And I watched this. Did I agree with everything? No, but fantastic documentary. Fantastic to give you some different points of view. It put the Darwinian theory of evolution in a debate with the Genesis and the Bible, in the Bible, the book of Genesis. That's what it did. It used science, it used scientists, it asked some real good questions, brought up real good points and paradigm-breaking ideas. It had evidence, and this is beyond repute at this point, that there was some type of flood event in the world, or at least the vast majority of the world, there was a flood. Scientists approved that, geologists approved that, that was true. But for so long, we have tolerated this discussion about the theory of evolution. And this documentary hit home really hard. Why am I talking about this? You'll see in a second. This is so crucial. Why have we tolerated in our schools that something, it is a theory at best, especially as science has gone over the last 30, 40, 50 years, at best, it is a theory. The idea of natural selection, that we came from a small one-celled organism, whatever, and then mutated and then evolved up from there, is so ludicrous, so ridiculous, so asinine that any intelligent person who has done any research at all should be discarded. You got to be thrown off the stage if you are still spouting this crap. Why is this important? Of course, in the middle 1800s, Darwin said that we all evolve. We are evolving up. We are ascending up. This fits right in with the theory of the technocrats and merging with machines, and our humanity is extending up by natural selection. We're weeding out all the bad elements of society, and we're going up. What does that mean? It means that the Bible is totally false. It's a myth, and it's just hearsay. So what does that mean? Well, in the late 1800s, because we evolved and we always evolved and we're going forward and we're going higher and higher and higher, supposedly, by natural selection, just natural science is leading us to a higher plane, then that means our law, constitution began to change. Judges used Darwinian evolution to erase constitutional absolutes. That's a fact. If you go back in history, that theory, that idea, that they could change the law, that they could enact laws from the bench, then it goes even further than who are you? Natural selection. So then think of a cow herd. Think of an elk herd. You know, there's too many elks, and they're destroying the vegetation or whatever. Then what happens? Well, then man goes in, and because they know better, they thin the herd. Or nature by its own selection thins it naturally, right? And so they're just elk. Doesn't matter. One doesn't matter over the other. What matters is the herd. The herd is more important. Humanity's ascent into this greater and greater and greater height of achievement, of evolution. The Bible is just the opposite, that everything was created in a much more perfect state and de-evolved because of the fall. Opposite. Completely opposite. And this documentary, Is Genesis History?, ask some very important questions. Look over the last 400 years in dogs. We can see, it's obvious, we have them recorded, pictures of them, drawings, whatever. Dogs over the last 400 years have changed dramatically in breeds, by breeding, what have you. But they're still all dogs. There's no missing link because all the canines, they all stay together. They're still all dogs. Cats, the same thing. They're the cat-like creatures, they're still the same. Whatever, humans, we're humankind, mankind, dog kind, cat kind. There is no missing link where these can be linked from and that they came from. Instead, an intelligence is in the design. And when you understand the DNA, you look at the DNA, it is moronic to sit here and say that we evolved up from a simple thing. The basic smallest elements of mankind is the most scientifically complicated. Did you hear what I just said? That's a proven fact. The most simple, smallest elements of mankind are the most complicated and are beyond knowing and beyond the full calculations of our greatest and brightest and whatever computers man right now. Beyond it. So this, we came from a one cell organism and then evolved into this, and natural selection, and we're always going forward. This idea, Christians especially, and we'll talk to Christians, and the New World Order always attacks Christians, and there's a reason. Because remember the definition of human, what a human is, a monster. A monster, a beast. Nothing more than a beast, can't inherit anything, has no dominion. What does the Bible say? God gave man dominion over the earth. Dominion. You can't inherit. It's a trust. The divinity that is within us, the greatness that is within us, the potential that is within us. We are not an elk. We are not a cow. We are not even a dog. We're something different. Speech and imagination placed in mankind. We are children of the Most High, children of God. That's what the Bible states. When you look at the science, although it doesn't fit perfectly, everything's not known, I will admit that, and this documentary admits that. Science is now very clear that the Genesis story of creation is much more accurate and fits with the scientific evidence so much more than Darwin and these atheists and these destroyers of ruiners of morality and science. Much more. Let's go to the biggest story in the world that happened this weekend. I have been telling you, and I hate to be like one of these, like, I told you so. Of course, I'm on edge. And when you hear me, when you hear this story, hopefully you're on edge too. Corporate media, MSNBC, has come out and openly called for the repeal of the Constitution. Openly called for the repeal of the Constitution. And now you can see what's going on, and I've tried to prepare you for this. I knew this was coming. We've talked about it over and over and over again. Everything you see politically, all this, what is it all about? It is all about reversing, getting rid of the Bill of Rights and making you a beast so that you can control by natural selection to justify the wannabe controller's morality that you're nothing more than an animal that needs their great wisdom so that they can control you and tend you and cull you however they see fit. When the Bible, when creation, when science says that power, majesty, glory, magnificence, beyond comprehension of the scientific world exists in each one of you. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence of this nation laid the gauntlet down and put a marker in history and put a capstone and a light throughout the world never before seen in recorded history. That this endowment was so honored, so marked in one country above all others, that monarchy could not rule, that man was intimately connected with the Creator and could justify and determine the extent of and the actions of his life, his or her self. And that these rights come from beyond man and cannot be taken. Now we are seeing supposedly conservative voices because of this moron who the FBI interviewed. Police went to his house 36 times, shot 17 people supposedly, and that's even allegedly because now we have witnesses saying that there was definitely another shooter. It has all the telltale signs, markers that make you very suspicious, as James Fetzer has told you. Is this another Sandy Hook? Is this another Las Vegas? All the pieces. Are we too stupid? Is this all a ruse to get us to fall into this? One of our listeners, one of my friends, she called me, she texted me, and then we talked. Let me tell you how dangerous this is. Her husband, you know, she's very conservative. Her husband's very conservative. You know, white bread America, Americana, whatever. He even made the comment, wow, something's got to be done. Something's got to be done to what? With the guns? What are you talking about? 3 points. I'm going to give you a tool. If you don't want to listen to me the rest of the talk about this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I don't care. There is no time to pussyfoot around this, and I'm going to talk very directly. Just like Gideon when he made his army and he whittled it down to 300. Remember, they're facing the Midianites. We need 300 Gideonites right now. I've talked about the law of 10% and how the debate starts to turn. You can see right now the future is in flux. The future is up for grabs. All these ideas and concepts. The most important war is the war of your convictions. I'm going to give you some facts. You must, ladies and gentlemen, be convicted on some of these ideas because they will all be challenged right now. We have seen the direct result. We have sown disdain, apathy, disingenuous, whatever you want to call it. Now we are reaping the whirlwind. Our children, we've sent them for the last 50 years to brainwashing centers, to communist socialist training centers that have subverted the foundation of our country. And now you're seeing the results. And now the children at school are now calling for gun control because they don't know a damn thing about anything about this country. And you don't think it's dangerous? You don't think that teachers, that you let your taxes taken from you at the point of a gun and then paid to brainwash your child so he turns into a little socialist? You think that's okay and you think it's not dangerous? You're damn right it's dangerous. It's more dangerous than you can even imagine. Now look what's coming. What happens in 10, 15 years when you people who are retired start really dying and you're not here anymore to hold this thing together and hold the edge right here? What do you think is going to happen? I'm going to give you some tools so that you can be absolutely sure and locked in and convicted and immovable on this idea of guns and gun control. Some points. Every time you hear a friend bring up, well, we need to do something reasonable. Well, we need to do something. You need to be ready to pop off with these three or four things like your life depended on it. Because the Republic of the United States of America does depend on it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. The study, and it's been done over and over again, about the 10%, the power of 10%, the power of the minority. That's what happened during the American Revolution. This is what, we're under a siege, we're under attack, our way of life. It's all happening right now. The three things that you must be convicted. You must be convicted on an ideal. You must be proselytizing. You must be willing to spread the message. And three, you must be immune to resistance. So when somebody says something, you can't be shaky. When you are immune to resistance, when you are firm and convicted, the power of your convictions will multiply by the universe's liberty, and you have no idea the power in your words or the things I'm about to tell you will have. Now, you got to find somebody like you who's willing to be that same, you know, convicted, proselytizing, immune person. So you're going to have to tell 100, 500, 200, I don't know how many people you're going to have to tell to get 1, 2, 3 of you. But you have to tell this now. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mitt Romney, conservative voices are all talking about, well, we need to do something. They're caving in. They're showing their colors. They're nothing but traitors. They know nothing of this country. This country was started with guns. Here's the 3-4 things you need to know right now. First question, how many constitutional rights do we have? That's where you need to start. How many constitutional rights do we have? The Bill of Rights has 10, there's 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights. How many constitutional rights do we have? The answer is 0. The Constitution gives, grants, takes away 0 of our rights. The first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, all it does is constrain the government from taking our natural God-given rights. We have unlimited rights given to us by who? The Creator. Every politician can stand on their head in a full moon doing some ritual sacrifice, and they, not legally, morally, ethically, anything, can take away our rights, be justified. because they came from our Creator. And one of them is that you are sovereign and that you can make the decision for yourself and that you can protect yourself. Is the government now going to protect you from everything? See, that's the thing. Are you an elk? Are you an elk or are you a child of God? You see why it gets back to Darwin and why we've let this go on way too long in these schools and now our children's minds and where they are? Well, I guess we can go along with this. It all fits together and the subliminal messages in the Disney movies and yada, yada, yada and free sex and free love and all these. You see how it's all starting to fit together? You better be immovable. You better get your voice. You better, when somebody says one thing, well, I think we need reasonable gun control, you be ready to pop out with these three things. Next, LA Times article, and LA Times is about as liberal as it gets. Even they admit in 2016 that 67,000 plus crimes were prevented by guns, meaning people having guns. That's what they admit. You know the number's way higher. 67,000 plus. 67,000 plus crimes. No telling how many people have been hurt, damaged, raped, stole, whatever, in that. 67,000. We are talking about with these gun things like in Florida, these shootings, if they even are real or not deep state operations, because that's certainly on the table. Even if they were real and organic and natural, you are talking about nothing in comparison. Nothing. I don't mean to be cruel and crass, but if you're going to put it in the context of herd immunity and herds and what's good for the state and all that, okay, then let's be crass and herd immunity and talk about it. It means nothing. It's statistically irrelevant. Statistically irrelevant when compared to 67,000 crimes stopped in a year. Because people had their own guns. 67,000. Now, the higher thing is, are you endowed by God? Do you have dominion by God? You can arm yourself. What did the founding fathers, why did they want people to be armed more than anything? This is probably the most important of all these, besides your endowment by your Creator. Why did they want everybody to be armed? Everybody. Why was everybody the militia? Let me read the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Free state. The militia. Who is the militia? All the founding fathers, they all said it's all of the people. A war was prevented on this land because we were armed. Japan was going to follow up Pearl Harbor with an invasion of the American continent on the West Coast. Certainly, if they would have had success, Germany would have followed on the East Coast, and America, how many lives would have been lost? Now, this is not conjecture. This is not all the things that maybe supposedly stop people from coming here. This is a fact, and we know that from Japan, from Yamamoto, Isakuro Yamamoto, the military man from Japan, and the discussions, they were going to do it. He talked them out of them and some other people. What was his reason? There would be a gun behind every blade of grass. How many millions of people would have been killed if they would have invaded this country? Millions, ladies and gentlemen. Go look at Europe and all the fighting they've had. Millions. And you're talking about 17 people in Florida and you're ready to give up your God-given, unalienable rights? How dare you? You better be ready to stand up right now. We'll be back after this. 5-minute break with William Federer. God bless you. God bless America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'd like to make everybody aware of the Power Mall. Everybody, a lot of sales took advantage of our Valentine's special, our sweetheart of a deal that Catherine and Jay came up with, and so thank you. We have another deal this week. If you make a purchase of over $150, then your next purchase will be 15% off. 15% off. You can give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Give her a call. She'll explain the deal. You spend $150 this week, and your next purchase after that will be 15% off. So kind of a comeback, buyback deal. So that's good. You know, especially if you buy things every month, every couple months, that's a really good special for you. So take advantage of that over at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. We're joined now. I'll bring him on here in just a second. by my favorite historian, and history is so crucial. Ladies and gentlemen. Here's a couple quotes here by presidents, because it is President's Day, so we're going to talk something about that. George Washington: firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. They are the American people's liberty teeth and keystone under independence. The very atmosphere of firearms anywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. Thomas Jefferson: no free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. The strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is, as their last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny and government. There's a little debate about the last part of that quote, but it fits with other things that he said. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. Our guest is, of course, his website, An American Minute, Faith in History Does. I love him. I'm so glad they decided to come on today. William Federer. William, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, great to be with you.
Well, it is President's Day, so of course we're going to talk about good old George and the cherry tree, or the myth of that, whatever, and what have you. The biggest story in the world probably is what happened in Florida, the debate about it. I am about out of my mind because corporate media isn't even hiding it anymore. MSNBC this weekend called for the repeal of the Constitution. Openly called for the repeal of the Constitution. So I thought, historically, let's talk about what guns mean, not only for America, but the rest of the world, and how important an issue this is.
Well, great. Well, I wrote a book last year called Who is the King in America? And it's an overview of 6,000 years of world history. Matter of fact, that's all of world history, because writing was invented around 3 or 4,000 B.C. Sumerian cuneiform on clay tablets in the Mesopotamian Valley. Today, that's Iraq. And as the centuries go on, the kingdoms go from small to bigger to biggest. So you have a Nimrod Tower of Babel and Gilgamesh, king of Uruk, and 2,000 years of Egyptian pharaohs and Tilgath-Pileser of Assyria, which was the biggest empire in the world around 2000 B.C. And then you have Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, and then Cyrus of Persia, and then Alexander the Great conquers it. He has the biggest empire. Then the Romans conquer that. They have the biggest empire. They're stopped in India by Chandragupta, and he has this big empire. And then the 5,000 years of Chinese emperors. And then you have Attila the Hun. And then you have the Muslim sultans in the 7th, 8th century conquer from the Persian Gulf to the Atlantic. And then you have Genghis Khan conquers in the 1200s from Korea to Hungary, kills 30 million people. And then you have the maritime empires of Spain and France, but ultimately England. The King of England was a globalist. He had 13 million square miles and 500 million people. The sun never set on the British Empire. It was the biggest empire that the world had ever seen. America's founders decided they didn't like a globalist king telling him what to do. And so they flipped it and made the people the king. So America, a republic, is where the people are king, ruling through representatives. And it's a polarity change. Instead of a top-down government ruled by a king, it's a bottom-up government ruled by the people. And wherever there's a king, it's hierarchical. If you're friends with the king, you're more equal. If you're not friends with the king, you're less equal. And if you are an enemy of the king, you are dead. It's called treason. Or you're a slave. And people would be burnt at the stake for not believing exactly what the king wanted them to believe. And so America's founders, I develop it in the book. I go, where did they get their ideas? And believe it or not, they did get some ideas from ancient Greece, ancient Rome, but ultimately ancient Israel. That's right, Israel. So about 1400 BC is when Israel comes out of Egypt. And the Pharaoh controlled everything in Egypt. He controlled the people, the cattle, the land. And when the children of Israel come into the promised land, it had been ruled by kings of Og, of Bashan, and all these different kings. Well, when Israel sets up its system of government, they do not have a king for 400 years. They're ruled by something called the law. And the law says everyone's equal. There's no respect of persons in judgment. Rich or poor, everyone's the same. Male, female, made in the image of the creator. This is literally the beginning of the concept of equality on planet Earth. That everyone you see is equal to you. There's no royal family somewhere to butter up next to. No, it's just the people. And Israel was the first nation with private land ownership. Because wherever there's a king, you never really own the land. It's always conditional of you staying on the nice side of the king. In Israel, the land was permanently titled to the families. Israel, everyone could read. Only 1% of Egypt could read. Reading and writing was the Pharaoh and the scribes' secret knowledge. And in Israel, everyone could read. Israel was the first nation with no prisons. In Egypt, Joseph was in prison for several years. In Israel, when the crime was committed, they'd get the elders of the city together at the gate, and they would have the trial right then. But what we're talking about today is Israel was the first nation where everyone was armed. That's right. Where there's a king, he has an army to enforce his will. In Israel, every man was armed and in the militia and ready at a moment's notice to defend his family and his community. And so it was a bottom-up form of government. It was a citizen-dependent form of government. And, of course, the priests were there to teach everyone the law so that they could operate on this system. It's sort of like everybody, it's a spectrum of power. One side's total government, the other side's no government. Total government, you have a king who dominates every aspect of your life through fear. No government is anarchy. No government unless the people have internal morals. They have a law in their heart. It's sort of like everybody downloads a behavioral app on their iPhone. Instead of GPS telling them where to turn, it tells them how to act, right? And but the big question is, why would you follow this internal law? Israel had the key ingredient. There is a God who is watching everyone. He wants you to be fair, and he's going to hold you accountable in the future. So you're about to steal. Nobody's around. And then you think, God is watching me. He wants me to be fair. He's going to hold me accountable. Maybe I should hesitate stealing. And it creates something in your head called a conscience. If everybody in the country believes this, you can maintain complete order with no police, maximum liberty. If you get rid of this God, which, you know, in Israel's case, they eventually backslidden, then all you have is rules. Why follow them? Some will out of habit or social acceptance. Others are going to say, forget this. There's no God. There's no rule. Just the stuff made up. I'm going to give in to my passions and my lust, and I'm going to be violent, and I'm going to rob and steal and smash windows and set buildings on fire and have lawless mobs in the street. And then everybody's going to say, we need somebody to restore order. And they're more than happy to surrender their freedoms to somebody that promises to fix it. And when the dust settles, they have transferred themselves back to a king. And so in Israel's case, the priests stopped teaching the law. They had sodomites banging on doors and concubines being raped. It was chaos. They all go to Samuel the prophet. They say, this isn't working. We want to be like all the other countries. We want a king. And Samuel the prophet cries, and the Lord tells Samuel, they did not reject you. They rejected me, but I should not reign over them. So God's perfect plan was to take the power of the king, stretch it, and put it in the hands of the people. And why would they follow these laws? Well, this God of the Bible. And so it's a complete package system. And this is what America's founders looked back to as an example, that if we have a moral populace, so John Adams, he writes the Constitution for Massachusetts. It's the longest still in use constitution in world history in 1780. And in there, he said, okay, we're not going to have a king. We need to have an education system so that we can have a moral populace. And so what did he do? He put in there that the government should have a tax for the support and maintenance of public Protestant teachers of piety and religion. That's right. And he included Harvard. So you have the state funding this, this school system. So it was the beginning of the public school system in America, of the government paying Protestant teachers of piety and religion. Why? Because you need to have a moral populace who's educated to be the teeter-totter to balance, because we don't have a king who's ruling by fear. And anyway, so Adams and the founders got these ideas from ancient Israel. And people say, are you sure? Well, the Constitution was written. It needed to be ratified by 9 states. They had 8, and New Hampshire was in line to be the 9th, but it was having a deadlock. So Harvard President Samuel Langdon gives an address to the delegates at the New Hampshire Ratifying Convention. The address is titled, The Republic of the Israelites, an Example to the American State. Instead of the 12 tribes of Israel, we may substitute the 13 tribes of the American Union and see this application plainly. And so we see that ancient Israel was the model, and in ancient Israel, every man was armed. Is this making sense? I don't want to just keep...
Hey, William, hold that thought. Yeah, hold... No, William, this is beautiful. I mean, I would stop you if it wasn't. We'll be right back after this break. Unbelievable. William Federer at AmericanMinute.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We have institutionally been ripped from our heritage, our history. And if we don't know our history, we're condemned to repeat it and make the same mistakes or try to be put in the same situation. What our founding fathers accomplished, in my opinion, and William can speak for himself, but is beyond remarkable, miraculous, quintessential, seminal in all of history. And he's giving you the background of it. And the reason I wanted to focus on this so much, especially today, is because we are seeing now even conservative voices, supposedly constitutional, heritage, American-type voices that are saying we need to get rid of guns, we need to do something about this. You topple the Bill of Rights, you have no idea the Pandora's box that you are about to erase or open and the inheritance that you are about to erase. That's my opinion. and I've been adamant about this, and I'm so glad to have William Feder on. And why don't you just continue, William, because this is fantastic information.
Right. So we're talking about an armed populace is the way to keep from having a dictator take over. A Pol Pot killed a third of Cambodia, the Khmer Rouge, in the killing fields. Why? Because the populace was disarmed. Stalin killed at least 30 million. Mao Zedong is credited with 80 million deaths. Of course, Hitler had disarmed all the Jews. And so it's a teeter-totter. Power is either going to be concentrated into the hands of fewer and fewer and fewer people, ultimately a dictator, or power is going to be separated into the hands of the people. Now, the people need to be moral, and they need to be educated, and they need to be accountable to the God of the Bible. I mentioned the God of the Bible because not the God of the Quran. The God of the Quran gives approval to killing infidels, to raping infidel women. The God of the Bible says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So literally, our form of government where you take the power of the king, stretch it and put it in the hands of the people. The people are moral and educated and accountable to this God of the Bible. It's a complete package system. This is what our America's founders tried to model our country after. A matter of fact, here's an interesting quote from E.C. Wines. He wrote Commentaries on the Laws of the Ancient Hebrews. He said, so this was written in 1835. He said, Moses's constitution made no provision for a standing army. The whole body of citizens formed a national guard of defense. And thus the landholders, and every Israelite was a landholder, formed the only soldiery known to the Mosaic Constitution. So again, the whole people were armed. Here is Denver University Law Review, and this is written by David C. Capel, 2013. The article, Ancient Hebrews Militia Law. He writes, New Englanders intensely identified with ancient Israel. From the first days of the settlement in the early 17th century, Israel in the wilderness, to the days of the American Revolution, when New England's black regiment of clergymen incited the revolution as a religious duty, and described the 13 American colonies as a modern version of the 12 Confederate tribes of Israel. Thus, ancient Hebrews militia law is part of the intellectual background of the American militia system and the Second Amendment. Every male from the age of 20 years up, all those in Israel who are able to bear arms, goes on, they were obliged to fight, go forth armed to battle. Men who failed this duty sinned against the Lord. Although God may work miracles, the righteous may never force God's hand by demanding a miracle, putting God's people in danger and expecting God to...
William, you there? Kyle, do we lose William?
No, my phone's got this thing where it starts pressing its own buttons. So I apologize.
Gotcha.
If I lose you, I'll get right back to you. But
okay.
So Denver University Law Review, he goes, Israel's military system was based on the duty of every able-bodied male to bear and serve arms. Now, this is... In Switzerland, so in Switzerland, every single citizen is armed, has the gun in their house, and they train. And in America, we do, in Switzerland, they do shooting contests. And so the entire body of people are armed. And they had a bill a couple of years ago where they wanted to put the ammunition in some local community arsenal, and the people voted it down. They go, no, from the beginning of William Tell, and his bow and arrow, the people were armed, and that's how Switzerland stayed free. And by the way, they have one of the lowest crime rates in the world. So instead of the focus being on the hardware, we need to focus on the software, right? Your computer has hardware and software. Instead of getting rid of the hardware of the guns, let's check out the software programming that these kids are being taught in the classroom. maybe, just maybe, there's a connection between what they're taught and how they behave. Makes sense, right? Thoughts precede actions. I mean, why do they teach anyway? And they want to, you know, so here they are teaching the kids. There's no God. There's no right and wrong. There's transgenderism. You can feel like a boy today, girl tomorrow, and nobody can say that there's a right. Nobody can say there's wrong, whatever you want. And then we sort of are amazed when the kids act that out. And they say, okay, well, if there's no right and there's no wrong, I can do these actions. And who's to tell me that I'm wrong in doing it? And so we need to focus on the software and have a national debate, not on the hardware of guns, but on the software of what are these kids being taught in the classroom. That is where the discussion needs to be. Now, this is something from my own personal experience. I went to St. Louis University High School. It's the oldest high school west of the Mississippi River, and it was started in 1818. A lot of famous people went there. Lewis and Clark had a French guy, Charbonneau, and his wife was Sacagawea, and they had a son, Pierre Charbonneau, and he went to St. Louis University High School. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, right? Reagan put a body in there from the Vietnam War. They later did the DNA test and find out it was Michael Blassi, who was 10 years older than me and went to St. Louis University High School. And they moved Michael Blassi's body to the Jefferson Memorial Cemetery in St. Louis. Anyway, so that's not, in the basement of the high school is the recreation center, about 30 pool tables, because that was the big craze, I guess. And in the back, they have a shooting range. A rifle range. And on your lunch hour, you could go down there and, you know, you show them your school ID and they give you a 22 and you have the little target thing. You put on a little string and you pull on it. It goes all the way to the back and you plink away. And so there's a rifle team at the school and they win all kinds of competitions. And you know what? There's never been any gun problems. They are a Catholic school, and they... morality.
We're coming on a break.
Right and the wrong, and you don't shoot people. So, again, it's
we're coming
not
on a break, William. Can you hear me, William? We're coming on a break.
Yes, hold that yes, thought. We'll try to get your phone straight hopefully, now. Hopefully, it'll
yeah.
get better.
Yeah, we got about 7 minutes, so go ahead. Fantastic information.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free. Contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.